online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
Dominic Raab has replaced David Davis as Brexit Secretary. He stood down last night saying Theresa May's plans for leaving the EU give away too much too quickly. Charlie's got the latest for KMFM.
Would you resign if you didn't like what the Prime Minister was offering?
There's been questions over his position before, but this time he's gone. Mr Davis was angry about new policies to keep the UK close to the EU after withdrawal following Friday's cabinet meeting. And he's got the backing of Eurosceptic Tory MPs like Jacob Rees-Mogg.
The problem with Chequers is that it's not a U-turn, it's a handbrake turn.
Labour says it's a blow to the Prime Minister's authority.
This strikes a blow at the heart of government.
His replacement will have to get to work quickly, a deal supposed to be reached by October.
KMFM News.
Another boy has been rescued from a flooded cave complex in Thailand. He's the fifth person out of a total of 13 who are being slowly taken to the surface by expert divers. The Home Secretary is chairing an emergency COBRA meeting following the death of a woman exposed to a nerve agent in Wiltshire. Dawn Sturgis died last night. Her partner remains in a critical condition. Police say it's still unclear if this poisoning is linked to the Novichok attack on a Russian spy in Salisbury 4 months ago. Neil Basu is from Scotland Yard.
In the 4 months since the Skripals and Nick Bailey were poisoned, no other people besides Dawn and Charlie have presented with symptoms. But their reaction was so severe, it resulted in Dawn's death and Charlie being critically ill. This means they must have got a high dose, and our hypothesis is that they must have handled a container that we are now seeking.
Police are trying to identify whoever was behind the wheel of a car that was driven through Folkestone with two football fans on the bonnet and narrowly avoided hitting a child. The vehicle went through a red light on Harbour Street after England's quarter-final win on Saturday. One man was run over after falling from the vehicle but got up and ran off. A man arrested on suspicion of racially abusing staff at a shop in Sevenoaks is due in court. Police were called to reports of a disturbance at Little Waitrose at the Shell Garage on London Road last Monday. A 35-year-old is expected before magistrates next week.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
The reports found only 14% of insurance claims for vehicles damaged by potholes in Kent are successful. It comes after concerns of people being treated unfairly for making a claim. Councillor Trudy Dean says there's not been enough investment in the county's roads.
This backlog of £700 million of repairs has not happened overnight. It has been accumulated over a period of 10 or more years when KCC has consistently failed to push in the investment that they needed to push in.
Council bosses say they'll accept claims if there's evidence of negligence, meaning they'd look into whether damage has been reported before. Police think a 71-year-old man who's gone missing from Derbyshire could be in Kent. Graham Bedford from Chesterfield has spent time in Dartford and could be driving a blue Citroen Picasso. Officers are concerned for his safety. You can see his picture at kentonline.co.uk. And Prince Louis is being christened today, but Buckingham Palace says the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh won't be there. Her Majesty is travelling back from Norfolk ahead of a busy week, which will include a visit by Donald Trump to Windsor Castle on Friday. 11-week-old Louis is being baptised by the Archbishop of Canterbury at St James's Palace later, and will have six godparents, including Guy Pelly, a friend of Prince William's who grew up in East Malling.
Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Football and England's players return to training ahead of Wednesday's World Cup semi-final. Ishmael's got the latest squad details, plus the rest of the sport this lunchtime.
Well, manager Gareth Southgate says they'll have to assess Jordan Henderson's fitness ahead of the game against Croatia. The midfielder was substituted late in their win over Sweden at the weekend with a tight hamstring. Staying with football, and Gillingham's youth team are away to Deal Town later as they continue with their pre-season. It follows the Gills' first friendlies of the summer at the weekend. They drew 1-1 away to Folkestone in Victor and beat Sheppey United 7-1. Tonight's game kicks off at 7:30. Tennis, and world number one Rafa Nadal will attempt to reach the quarterfinals of Wimbledon later. The two-time champion takes on Yuri Vasily in the last 16. All of the last 16 matches in the men's and women's singles are being played today. And in cricket, it's two wins from two for Kent in this season's T20 Blast. They beat Somerset by 8 wickets at Taunton yesterday after reaching their victory target of 160 with 21 balls to spare. The Spitfires are back in action against Gloucestershire on Wednesday.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.